In Kenmore Square, Boston right now, you'll find opulent French furniture in a courtyard just off the street. But don't try to make yourself too comfortable, as there's a twist to this furniture arrangement. WBUR arts reporter Maria Garcia explains.
In the middle of the Com Ave Mall in Kenmore Square, workers dig out bricks in order to install a 500-pound footstool. The piece of furniture is a replica of a French Louis XIV footstool with extravagant carvings and a lavish cushion, or at least what looks like a cushion, plush and comfortable. Except it's not. The furniture is made of cast concrete.
Concrete is a material of the people.
That's artist Liz Glynn, who made the furniture as a public art installation called Open House. The pieces are modeled after 26 sofas, chairs, footstools, and arches from the opulent ballroom inside the mansion of Gilded Age aristocrat William C. Whitney. The ballroom, designed by architect Stanford White, was so exclusive, it was only used for an annual party for the most elite 1,000 New Yorkers.
I want to take this rarefied space that was designed originally for the most exclusive 1,000 members of elite society in New York City and open it to everyone, for everyone to use.
The piece was originally installed in New York City's Central Park and is meant to be an open-air ruin, like the Parthenon in Greece or the Colosseum in Italy. It also plays on the idea of democratizing the most inaccessible spaces. Even the materiality of open house asks us to ponder class.
I was interested in using concrete in particular because it was used historically in many of the modernist housing projects by architects like Le Corbusier to house the masses in a well-designed, functional way. And today we see concrete more in public parks and a lot of modern contemporary architecture, but architecture that's often shared spaces.
Through the artwork, Glynn is also exploring why we're so intrigued by these spaces of excess and wealth.
The piece, in a lot of ways for me, is also about the fantasy of these rarefied spaces, which you can see on a lot of cable television shows today, whether it's mega mansions or Keeping Up with the Kardashians and so forth, thinking about the way that this fantasy wasn't just the provenance of an elite group of people, but that the idea of becoming part of this elite is part of what in some way supports the social structure that allows it to perpetuate.
Open House is situated a few yards from the Boston Hotel Buckminster, also designed by Stanford White.
I think the site that we chose is very important to the work's message.
That's Kate Gilbert, the executive director of Now and There, the nonprofit which brought Open House to Boston.
The artwork is saying, hey, remember the past as we're building the future.
Gilbert believes Boston has long lacked thought-provoking public art compared to other major cities. She hopes Open House
inspires other developers, nonprofits, park owners to continue to look at public art as a way to unlock conversation, to think about how we use our space differently.
Glynn is an international artist, having shown her work in many major institutions, from the New Museum in New York to LACMA in LA and the Barbican Art Gallery in London. But in a way, this installation is a homecoming. Glynn was raised in Braintree and went to Harvard. She hopes showing Open House in Boston will trigger conversations.
Open House thinks a lot about the question of who has access to high-quality space in cities like New York and Boston and Los Angeles, where I now live, where income inequality is one of the defining problems of the present moment.
Glynn took a symbol of American extravagance, of inaccessible wealth, and transformed it into a space for all, a democratizing force. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Maria Garcia.